on, everybody? It's your buddy, it's your boss, Bass Phoenix, the YWC Reality Check, and it is that time once again. This is your 2024 WWE Royal Rumble preview. What are we thinking about the Royal Rumble? I'm thinking this is going to be a short preview, but I always say that, don't I? I always say it. I got to put the caveat on it, like I always do. Haven't watched SmackDown yet. I've got thoughts on what's going to happen on SmackDown, but that is what it is. Should talk about the fact that this is a short-ass card. Men's Rumble, Women's Rumble, U.S. title, and WWE Undisputed Universal title are the only matches announced right now as I record this on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Now, let's do it real quick, but we'll talk about everything that's not happening because I've always said leave one or two matches for the SmackDown before or the Raw after, but they've gone a little too far, in my opinion, in the efforts to sort of shorten up the show a little. I mean, this is a stadium show. Like, it can afford to be a bit longer. There's not even anything announced for the kickoff. But as we know, right now, the women's tag team titles are being defended tomorrow night, or tonight, I guess I should say, as you guys are listening to this, on SmackDown, and it's going to be Caden Carter and Katana Chance defending against the Kabuki Warriors and either winning or there being a schmoz and it being put on the Rumble card at the last minute. Either way, by the end of the weekend, I'm predicting the Kabuki Warriors are going to be the champions because that's going to be the story. It's going to be the story going into the Women's Rumble. I can see the Women's Rumble main eventing, spoiler alert, but that is what it is. I don't really know. I think Caden Carter, Katana Chance were given those championships just so that it would be a babyface versus heel dynamic when they took on for those titles from the Kabuki Warriors, I should say. It is going to lend credence to, hey, Bayley, you're the only one that's not injured, leaving out Dakota Kai, obviously, but you're the only one in the group now that hasn't picked up a championship. You had all these plans for damage control, but, like, you're the only one without a belt. I think that's going to feed into the Rumble. I think it's going to feed into the Rumble very strongly, where she's going to, we'll get there when we get there. Coming up on Raw, after the Royal Rumble, we've got Kofi taking on Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. I'm pretty sure that's going to be a squash, and I'm going to laugh, and it's fine. Also, the men's unified tag team titles are being defended by the Judgment Day against DIY. Now, that's where it becomes interesting. That, the results of that, are really going to depend on how much breakdown there is between Finn, Damian, JD, and Dominic, potentially R-Truth, in the Rumble match itself. So that's the one that I'm leaving. I would really like, I'm a mark for DIY. You guys know how much I love the Judgment Day. Judgment Day are the best thing to come along in WWE since the Bloodline, but the Bloodline fell off. Judgment Day, they went to Rise, as Priest would say. I like them. But I've always been a stand for DIY, and it took them a hell of a long time to get back to being DIY on the main roster. That was a lot of struggle, and they had Ciampa with The Miz for a while, and that was awkward, and Johnny Gargano was doing other weird, smiley stuff. I don't know. He came back. I still remember when Johnny Gargano came back to the company when he was in, when they were in Toronto for Raw, and yeah, funny story. There was a weird match going on. I don't remember what it was. It was some random bit of nonsense on Raw, so I took that time in the arena to take my piss break, and I heard Johnny Gargano's music while I was on the pisser. So there you go. There's your fun spaz story for the evening. I hope DIY win. Gunther's going to kill Kofi Kingston, because it is what it is. If we don't, and I've just finished doing a pod on the rumored match between Gunther and Rollins at Mania. If we don't get that, and we don't get Jimmy versus Jay, which would also be really stupid, I really do want Jey Uso to get into that Intercontinental title orbit. Or if he does get into that Intercontinental title orbit and Jimmy's the one that costs him the title and that's why they fight at WrestleMania, that's fine too. Intercontinental Championships being defended on Raw. Tag Team Championships being defended on Raw. Ladies Tag Team Champions are being defended on SmackDown. US titles being defended on the Pape. Undisputed Universal WWE Championships being defended on the Pape, and the world title isn't being defended at all because of Seth Rollins' current physical situation. The only one that really, really got me wondering is Rhea Ripley, and because Rhea Ripley doesn't even have a title match surrounding this weekend. I'm pretty sure because Damage Control showed up on Raw. I'm pretty sure Rhea Ripley's going to show up on SmackDown just to fuck with some people. And then we'll see what her direction is as we go to Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia, which rightfully, all rumors tell us she will be main eventing. So her not being on this card might not necessarily be a bad thing. So, let's get into the, I guess you could say the undercard, the United States. There's not even a pre-show. Like, there's not even a pre-show. This is going to be, like, 10 minutes or less. This preview is going to be probably the shortest preview I've ever done. Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens. Logan Paul is going to cheat, and he's going to win, and Kevin Owens is going to be fucked. Like, that's it. I know people don't see it as a big thing, but I really do want WWE to find a way to get Sami Zayn onto SmackDown, because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus A-Town Down Under is a tag team match that I need to see, preferably in Australia, because Grayson Waller, but, I mean, as an undercard match for Mania, if they don't have anything else for those two guys to do, then fine. Or throw them in the mix with DIY and the Judgment Day and get them back in the tag title mix, considering where they were with those tag titles at WrestleMania last year. Logan Paul's going to WrestleMania with that championship because the publicity that he brings, the publicity WrestleMania brings him, it ain't stopping at the Royal Rumble. I guarantee you that. I'm still predicting Logan Paul versus LA Knight at WrestleMania. So Logan Paul goes over tonight. He goes over strong. He does a whole lot of mic work. And at some point, LA Knight comes out and says, "Nana!" And we go from there. Roman Reigns is going to kick the shit out of three guys. I don't know. What do you want me to say here? It's Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton versus AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Now, AJ Styles has sort of gone like quasi-tweener heel, and he's got a thing with LA Knight because LA Knight stepped over him when he got injured, blah, blah, blah. Randy Orton is jacked and huge and just came back, and he's not eating a pin. Roman Reigns ain't losing his championship. So the way I see it, Randy Orton's going to RKO somebody, and Roman Reigns is going to knock him out at the last minute and steal the pin on whoever he RKO'd. It seems pretty plain. Now, there's another rumor kicking around, and I love this because it would be so bizarre. There's a rumor out there that we're getting a new NWO. Now, I wouldn't give this any credence, but WWE has actually rehabbed the LWO. And the LWO was just a takeoff of the NWO. The rumored NWO for WWE in 2024 is AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and John Cena. I have nothing to say other than I just needed to repeat that on the pod. Can you imagine? People have been saying John Cena is going to do a funny heel turn ever since he had the Firefly Funhouse match with Bray Wyatt, rest in peace, all that kind of stuff, where he came out with the world with the WCW title and the NWO shirt, and this is what you should have done in your career, and it would have been great. And it would have been great. Roman Reigns has kind of proved that. Now, a lot of people have said that he's going to double down on what he did at WrestleMania when he took on Daniel Bryan and Edge when he did the smash 'em, stack 'em, pin 'em. If he stacks up Randy Orton, AJ Styles, and LA Knight on top of each other and pins all three of them, I'm going to laugh my ass off. Because it is, and I know people hate this expression, but that is metaphorically walking into a meeting and throwing your dick on the table. It really is. It's really in Roman Reigns' character. Roman Reigns ain't going to Elimination Chamber, so this is his last hump before, no pun intended, this is his last hump before WrestleMania. He's gonna, you know, stack them all up before he faces The Rock. Now, if this match goes on as the main event and both Rumbles have already happened and Roman Reigns is standing tall over all three of them with one foot on them like that big, you know, standing on a mountain kind of pose, and that is interrupted by The Rock, I will pop, everybody else will lose their shit, and I will pop at that. Because then we'll know. Then we will know that the rumors are true, that we're probably getting Rock Roman, that we're probably getting Seth versus Gunther, and we're probably getting Cody versus Punk. Cody versus Punk should main event the whole fucking thing. I'm sorry, it just should. I've been advocating for a long-ass time. Rhea Ripley won the Rumble last year, and she won it from number one, and for her to not get one of the main events of WrestleMania was kind of a crime last year. Nothing against the Usos, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens. They had a fantastic match, the story was wonderful, and all that kind of thing. But WWE's got way more parody than their supposed competition when it comes to how they present the ladies. Rhea went from number one and won it all. Mathematically, it's the most dominant performance by a woman in a Royal Rumble ever. She should have had one of the main events. I'm just saying. But it ain't happening this year either, because they already got a fucking triple main event lined up. Triple. Three main events. Oh, yes. So, how are we getting there? How are we getting to the matches that we all know are happening? Start with the ladies. It's got to be either Becky Lynch or Bayley. Because Becky Lynch and Bayley are going after Rhea Ripley and Io Sky at WrestleMania. Something drastically has to change for me to think that something... If Nia Jax is anywhere near a title picture at WrestleMania, I will eat my fucking hat. That's it. That's all. If Bianca Belair gets handed another WrestleMania main event, or supposed main event, I will eat my fucking hat twice and puke it up for you guys live on video, because that will be disgusting as well. But it's going to be Bayley and it's going to be Becky Lynch. Now, Becky Lynch has already won a Rumble. Bayley hasn't. Bayley has been working her ass off since COVID. And I'm sorry, if you want my personal opinion, she still doesn't get the credit she deserves for that. She's been shat on by, I don't know, people from the planet Zuzu that think damage control is bad. Bitchware! But Bayley deserves to win the Rumble. She does. Becky Lynch, I think Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley is going to be the bigger match out of the two. I will admit that. But I also think Becky Lynch going and winning an Elimination Chamber match in Australia to face the Australian superstar Rhea Ripley tells a better story. If you want to see, Becky Lynch went out to Rhea Ripley and she says, I think you could probably beat me and I got to prove myself wrong. If you want to, that's the first level of the mind game. Second level of the mind game is I came to your home country in front of your family, in front of your friends, in front of your, you know, parents and loved ones and whatever else, and I won my shot to face you in front of you and everybody you love. That's a better story. Now, if it wasn't in Australia, I say, Bayley, sorry about your fucking luck. Becky Lynch, Rhea. And she calls her out that night. This is what I'm saying. Whether it's Bayley going after Io, and that means a lot of storytelling has to happen tonight on SmackDown. Whether it's Bayley going for Io or whether it's Becky going for Rhea, I want them to grab the microphone at the end of the match and call them out immediately. The whole cliche trope of, well, I'm going to go visit Raw for a couple weeks, I'm going to visit SmackDown for a couple weeks, and then I'm going to decide, and blah, 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 blah. It's a little overdone, and we've done it just recently with Randy Orton and CM Punk, and they weren't even Rumble winners. You knew it was going to balance out. Punk was going to go to Raw, Randy Orton was going to go to SmackDown, etc. But just do it right then and there. A lot of people have said, since Rhea Ripley does not have a match on the card, and she's not obviously not in the Rumble, I would have her and Io Sky on commentary for the Women's Rumble. And whoever wins, whether it's Bayley, whether it's Rhea, I think both equally would be cool. Instead of pointing at the WrestleMania sign, point at the champion. Because the stare down between Becky and Rhea gets a pop every time. And Bayley choosing Io when she's been saying the whole time that, hey, I'm doing this for damage control, I'm going to bring Rhea's championship over to us as well, at the last minute going for Io and saying, yeah, I'm tired of being the butt of your guys' jokes, you can fuck off, I'll see you at WrestleMania. Both of those, face-to-face, point to the champion instead of the WrestleMania sign, I think that works out well either way. I mean, Bayley going to Elimination Chamber and winning her shot at Io Sky there and sort of dragging out the damage control story a little bit, that would work as well. But I just think, with it being in Australia, with the fact that whatever she's in, Rhea Ripley's main eventing that show, I think Becky Lynch winning her shot at Rhea Ripley at the Chamber in Australia is such a cool story. I do. We're going to get up at 5 in the morning. Yes. Everybody's complaining. Everybody on this side of the world is complaining about it. But I'm going to be the optimist. I'm going to be the realist and say, hey, guys, the rest of the time, we get it in prime time. and everybody else around the world has to deal with the shitty timing of it. Trust me, I watch the What Culture live streams, and those guys are losing their minds with, you know, fatigue and whatever. Big shout out and support to them. But I mean, it's once. It's not like it's going to come around again the next week and around the next week and around the next week. So if you work a normal Monday to Friday 9-to-5 job, come home from work on Friday. Do what I'm doing. Come home from work on Friday. I'll be watching No Surrender because I'm also doing TNA stuff. Let's be real. But I'm going to come home. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to watch No Surrender. I'm going to go back to sleep. And then I'm going to set an alarm for 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to watch some wrestlers wrestle in Australia. And you know what? Seeing as it's probably only going to be 10 or 11 by the time that show is over, I'm probably going to go back to sleep. It's not that big a deal. It's actually awesome that World Wrestling Entertainment is worldwide. No Titus O'Neil pun intended. Their closest competition has left North America once. They're doing it 5 times this year. Yes, I'm including Saudi Arabia. No, that does not mean I think the Saudi Arabia shows are suddenly awesome. But guess what? Saudi Arabia is not in North America. So it fits the whole it's going around the world thing that I'm trying to say here. I should say as well, they haven't announced hardly anybody. Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, and Bianca Belair are the only ones announced on WWE's website or on the Wikipedia page. I've got them side by side in front of me right stat now. Who do I want to see in this Rumble? Well, if Cora Jade wasn't injured, which sucks, really cool to see pictures of her on social media with a couple of her fellow NXT female stars and CM Punk, because, you know, CM Punk's such a bad guy, he's visiting the developmental talent in hospital. I would have loved to see Cora Jade. Definitely, I'd love to see Roxanne Perez, although she's got a title match against the NXT champion the following week at, Vengeance Day. It's really weird. I wish they had put it on the same weekend. Get back to that. We are getting that in Toronto for Money in the Bank and NXT Heatwave, which I'm really looking forward to. Can you tell? Who would I throw in there? Throw in there Tiffany Stratton for sure. Roxanne Perez for sure. Cora Jade, if she wasn't injured. Jade Cargill's probably going to debut. Why the hell not? Rumor as well, returning from injury and minor scandal, Liv Morgan, apparently returning from injury. We got Sonya Deville. You guys know I have a soft spot in my heart for Sonya Deville. Sonya Deville's never gotten her due. Can't overlook the rumors of Sasha Banks and Naomi. I mean, if Naomi comes back, cool, whatever. I think she's already said her goodbyes in TNA. If Sasha Banks comes over, I mean, I'm not going to like it, but I am going to laugh at how much the AEW fans cry about it. So I'll have a little bit of a win there. The last one is AJ Lee. I would love to see AJ Lee come back, but I would love to not have this thing hanging over it like, well, CM Punk came back, so I guess AJ's next. Like, they don't have, like, individual careers and stuff. Like, they don't have to go with each other. I'm just saying. I was gonna say Charlotte and Andrade as an example, but apparently Andrade might be coming back. Love to see all those surprises. I mean, if Michelle McCool wants to come out of the audience again in her track pants, then awesome. If you want to get some of the typical comebacks, like your Alicia Foxes and your Molly Hollies and all that kind of thing, sure, no problem. I would say Beth Phoenix, but I mean, I don't think that's happening for obvious reasons. I don't know who else I really want to show up there that's not already. If WWE and TNA could work together again, I mean, there's a bunch of women in TNA that I would love to see come over for a night. Give me Rosemary, give me Havoc, give me Masha Slamovich, give me Killer Kelly, all these women I would love to see sort of cross over. Tasha Steelz would be fun. I mean, Giselle Shaw, maybe. Jordynne Grace would be weird. Kind of want to look at it. If Rhea Ripley wasn't the champion, and Rhea Ripley was in the Rumble and Jordynne Grace came out, that's a stare down I wouldn't mind. If she hadn't just signed for AEW, I would be pining for Deonna Purrazzo. But Deonna Purrazzo is facing Toni Storm over on Dynamite. Go check that out. Nobody watched it and nobody showed up to the building. Oh, yes. And I mean, that's for me to even go for all the surprises overlooks like the incredibly stacked roster they already have as well. So don't let me leave any of those people out. Obviously, I want to see people like Shotzi have a cool spot because Shotzi's my girl. Nikki Cross is, I guarantee you, Nikki Cross is going to go do her dead stare and like walk into the ring and walk out again or something like that. The Unholy Union are probably going to be in there at some point. The rest of the members of, damn it, like Asuka and Kairi, are they going to be in there? I don't think Io Sky will be in there, but it's not like champions haven't entered the Rumble before. I don't know. I think we're over the novelty of one of the women randomly showing up in the men's Rumble. Like Nia Jax did it, Chyna did it, Beth Phoenix did it. All appropriate at the time. All fantastic female powerhouses that were making a statement, like, we can do anything the guys can do, but they have their own Rumble to do that now. So I don't know what the point of that would be. Up in the air, Bayley or Becky is going to win. I think it should be Bayley, with the caveat that Becky wins at the Elimination Chamber. Now, there's a couple more names announced for the men's Rumble, but still not that many, which I like. Again, it allows for all kinds of surprises. I want Andrade to come back. I want the Matt Cardona rumors to be true. The whole idea that he's always open to the idea of a phone call from WWE, but he's never going to be Zack Ryder again. I think that's a pretty fair take. I would love some of the people that are trapped on the other side to come back. If I could get an Aleister Black cameo, if I could get a Rusev cameo, like I say, Andrade. I want Andrade in there when a whole bunch of the other Legado people are in there. When you've got, I want there to be a gigantic stare down where it's like Santos and Angel and Umberto on one side, and you've got Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, Carlito. We've already had a surprise return of Rey Mysterio, and they're lining up 4-on-3, and then the bad guys get Andrade. Somebody said Alberto Del Rio the other day. I don't think that's going to happen. That'll wind people up, and people are already wound up enough this week. But the people that are already declared for the Rumble, I think it's funny that Wikipedia actually lists where and when they announced themselves. Cody and Punk announced that they were going to do it on Raw. Shinsuke Nakamura announced it on the WWE 24 preview special. Bobby Lashley announced it on New Year's Revolution. Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Kofi Kingston, and Damian Priest all announced on Raw as well. People are saying that it's weird that Damian Priest is in the Rumble when he already has the Money in the Bank. The Money in the Bank briefcase? I was about to say the Money in the Bank ladder. That doesn't make any sense. But here's the thing. I do want them to do this one year because you've got two gimmicks that are diametrically opposed. I've always said, the hard worker wins the Rumble and beats the champion at Mania. The underhanded, devious heel wins the Money in the Bank and cashes in on somebody when they least suspect it. I want to combine the two ideas one year. It's not going to happen this year, and it won't be with Damian Priest. But I want the winner of Money in the Bank to also win the Royal Rumble. They get to their Mania spot. They clock their opponent with the briefcase, beat the ever-loving shit out of them, get disqualified. Everybody thinks it's a fuck finish. And they said, no, I got a briefcase. Chuck it at the referee, the match starts again, and they just pin the corpse of the champion. I think that's an ending that will piss everybody off, but it'll get everybody talking. And it's the convergence of the two main routes to title shots, other than just, oh, I'm going to win a random battle royal, or randomly on this pay-per-view, we're having a fatal five-way to decide the number one contender or whatever. The two main ways, and the two different parts of the year, where you earn yourself a title shot, Money in the Bank, Royal Rumble. Combine those two, it'll be awesome. I thought Damian Priest should have cashed in on Seth Rollins in the Elimination Chamber. The fact that he didn't is wild, quite honestly. And the fact that he didn't, everybody says it, but the fact that he didn't come and cash in on Seth while he was announcing his injury at the beginning of Raw also leaves a little bit of something to be desired. Kofi Kingston's going to try and do something fun, I'm sure. Let's hope it works this year. Drew McIntyre, getting a little bit tired of Drew McIntyre, not going to lie. Everything he's saying is true, but as I've said before, he's also leaning on the COVID thing, which just makes me not listen. Bobby Lashley, no, Bobby Lashley's got faction warfare with the Karrion Kross group. Shinsuke Nakamura, no. So you're down to Gunther, CM Punk, or Cody Rhodes. See, here's the thing. Rumble or not, CM... If we go back to those rumors that we heard a second ago, Rumble or not, CM Punk already has a match set for WrestleMania. Rumble or not, Cody Rhodes already has a match set for WrestleMania. Either it's Roman Reigns or it's the match with CM Punk. Gunther is the only one, really, that needs to win to get a big match at WrestleMania. Now, if he doesn't win, he's going to have an Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania. He's the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion ever. They're really trying with him to put worth into that title. There's no world in which Gunther, who doesn't win the Rumble, doesn't have a championship match at WrestleMania. We've all been speculating, is it going to be Drew McIntyre? Is it going to be Chad Gable? Etc., 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 etc. But if you want Gunther in a main event level story, in a main event level match, he's got to win the Rumble. CM Punk and Cody Rhodes, after the news we've gotten this week, they don't need it if they're facing each other. They proved to us, I've said it before and I'm going to keep saying it, they proved themselves this week in one promo that when that feud happens, everybody's going to eat. Everybody is going to eat. So, do I want Cody Rhodes to win? Not really. Do I want CM Punk to win? Sure, because I'm a Punk guy and would I love to see him in a title feud? Yes, but Gunther, because if I want Gunther to win, because if Gunther wins, I get the Cody Punk match. So I'm not even putting much behind Gunther in that regard. It does beg the question, because one mid-card champion in Gunther is in the Royal Rumble. Are we going to get the other one? I've already predicted that Logan Paul is going to successfully defend his title. That might be earlier on in the night. Do we get Logan Paul in the Rumble again? Do we get Logan Paul potentially mixing it up with Gunther, like champion on champion, and look at this weirdo, and look at this gigantic weirdo? Damian Priest has already declared for the Rumble, but no word on the rest of the members of Judgment Day, specifically Finn Balor. If you had asked me 6 months ago, I was still saying somebody like Finn Balor should be in the running because he's never won it. But then Cody Rhodes and CM Punk came along and said, hey, we're Cody Rhodes and hey, we're CM Punk. It does beg the question, like I say, other people could come in. Matt Cardona, Andrade, I don't know who's injured, somebody from NXT. I would love Bron Breakker to just come in there and smoke somebody like Dominic Mysterio. I know that's not a unique thought, but, or even Kofi Kingston. Kofi Kingston is good at taking a beating, and I don't mean that as meanly as it sounds, but if Kofi Kingston gets speared in half by Bron Breakker and eliminated in some really, really violent way, and then he goes into Monday Night Raw injured into his Intercontinental Championship match with Gunther, that's a hell of a story. And I mean, eventually we're getting the New Day and Jey Uso versus Imperium in a trios match, which is going to lead, hopefully, to Jey Uso versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. It's all coming together. Now, do we see Bobby Lashley's stablemates? Do we see Karrion Kross and his stablemates? How much of, like I said before, how much of the LWO and the Legado del Fantasma do we see? Much the same way as I said in the women's, like how many members of Damage Control are going to be in there. I don't know how much I actually mean this, because they've already actually done it once, but because we are leading up into WrestleMania 40, and because there's not much else on this card, quite frankly, I would love them to give us a last-minute announcement that because it's WrestleMania 40 and it's WrestleMania 40 season, that both matches are going to be 40-person rumbles. Now, not everybody's going to like that. I get it. But there's no other explanation for the fact that there's literally only two other matches on this card. I know we've still got SmackDown to go, but the only two matches that we have on here are SmackDown matches. Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens is a SmackDown match. Roman Reigns smashing and stacking Randy Orton, AJ Styles, and LA Knight is a SmackDown match. There is no Raw participation in this card other than the Raw participants of the Rumbles. So if Raw was going to add a match, it would have had to be this past Monday. It would be weird for Adam Pearce to show up on SmackDown and say, we're moving that tag team match to the Rumble. Not saying it couldn't happen. Not saying they can't add something on the kickoff, which would be impossible for me to preview. But It's a really, really small card. I know in the Triple H era, they're trying to shorten up the pay-per-views, but goddamn, that's a less than 3 hour show. You got one hour per Rumble, and I mean, Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, what goes 10-15 minutes? Roman Reigns match probably goes longer, even if that goes an hour. You're not even scratching the surface of 3 hours for the Royal Rumble in a stadium. By the way, 1,800 people went to some little show this week on Wednesday there. 55,000 people are going to the Royal Rumble. That's 55 times the people. 1,000? Yeah, 1,800, but whatever. But 1,000. 55,000. Raymond James Stadium. It's going to be good. The Royal Rumble jerseys that they're selling are still the pirate theme from WrestleMania, just with the Royal Rumble logo instead. I like that. I'm going off on a tangent now. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to get something on SmackDown, even if it's another SmackDown match. And yeah, the only other match I can see them adding to this card is the rematch of the women's tag, if they do a schmoz on Friday. This is going to be a lot of fun. WrestleMania is going to be a lot of fun. The potential matches we have for this year's WrestleMania are fucking insane. Even if I don't go out too far. Roman versus Rock, Gunther versus Rollins, Punk versus Cody, Io versus... lost my train of thought. Io versus Bayley, Rhea versus Becky, the Kabuki Warriors versus add in any team... Judgment Day, assuming they still have the tag titles, taking on what, like DIY, the Creeds, I don't know, some of the brand new Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne combination in there. There's lots of stuff to do. The Usos are going to face each other. I don't know, man. It's going to be good. We're probably going to do like the men's and women's battle royals on like WrestleMania, SmackDown. I don't know. Do they bring back the 24/7 title for a night? Do they get some more NXT matches actually on the WrestleMania card? Which would be weird because they also do Stand and Deliver. This WrestleMania season. And yes, I know it's 40. It's a big anniversary of WrestleMania anyway. So it should be big. But this WrestleMania is going to be fucking big. It's going to be good. I've rambled on long enough. Like I said this was going to be short. And because there's only four matches to talk about, and I've still talked to you guys for a half hour. I'm sure you guys are getting quite sick of my voice. I'm losing my voice because I've done two pods back to back, and I really shouldn't do that. But hey, there's lots to talk about, and I don't have to go to work tomorrow. I'm going to wrap this up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, I've been Spaz, your YWC Reality Check. Subscribe up there, talk down there, start a conversation. Keep all these conversations going. Don't be a stranger. I will talk to each and every last one of you later. But for right now, I am tagging out. Bye, guys.